Hey, Coach. Jerry Sparks.
Good to see you, man. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, how you doing, man? Good to see you.
Just want to touch. You've been there a couple of years now. I mean, do you feel like you've really put your stamp on the program, brought in kids, the kind of kids you want to recruit, and, you know, play the way you want to play?
Yeah, I think we're still in the process of getting to where we play the way we want to play. But I like the direction we're going. Obviously, bringing in some of the guys has helped. But really and truly, I think it's been the buy-in of this senior class that's really helped us. Because regardless of what has happened in the past, really and truly, they're my guys. I mean, this is year three with me, so I've been impressed with them and their development. And we've had to tweak some things of what we try to do in order to do what I would like to do as a coach, but understanding the skill sets that I have there for my players, you have to make it flexible. It's easier for me to adjust than trying to make the kids.
What is the kind of player you ideally like to recruit?
We like to try to get long, athletic kids that can make some plays that aren't necessarily have to be coached. You know, going to get some rebounds out of the area, get a few more deflections. And we also want to make sure that we're bringing kids that have a toughness about them and that love the game of basketball. They want to just continue to keep getting better. And hopefully their skill sets set up where they can maybe slide and play multiple positions, which makes us, I think, harder to guard if we're flexible. So the way we want to try to get after people defensively and where we'd like to try to take off and run offensively, we're going to need some athletes to do that.
Are you starting to bring in those guys?
Yeah, we like the guys we have. And what we've also done is, I think my strength and conditioning coach has done a great job of understanding what it is we're trying to do and how we want to play, and then making the workout fit that. So we understand with our situation, there are going to be some guys that we might not necessarily be able to recruit just because of the academic situation that we have, and we are absolutely student athletes. And so some of my recruiting, as probably Tommy can say, really doesn't depend on whether I like it or not, it's whether my admissions director does.
Now, well, I'm sure you've touched on this already with BU set to join your conference in another year. Does that change anything for you, having a school so close in the same conference, recruiting-wise, competition-wise?
I don't know. I think competition-wise, it'll probably be great. As Joe's already told me, we can't be friends anymore. So that's I told him that's great. I don't need another one. So, but, no, we've talked a little bit about it, and I think it's good for the league. Obviously, it's going to be good for us. It's probably going to be a natural rivalry. And somebody asked when they think that'll happen. I said it'll probably happen when it's 20 seconds left on the clock and somebody makes a three when they're down by two. And DJ happens to bump my guy Justin, and all of a sudden it's on. So I think it'll be good. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the recruiting part. I'm pretty sure that the things that we tell our recruits that don't have anything to do with what's on our campus, that we say are 40 minutes away, Joe will say, hey, that's 5 minutes from my place. So I got to talk to Joe and tell him don't recruit the same kids I recruit.
That's I was going to say, are you guys already in the same pool? Or
Not necessarily. A little bit. We've kind of bumped heads here and there where our names have popped up. So I kind of have a good feel a little bit for how Joe wants to play and what he likes to try to do and just his personality as a coach. So in some ways we are similar. So I'm pretty sure at some point in time, for sure, we'll bump heads with each other in recruiting. And, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out as far as what – you really can't tell. Who knows what the 17, 18-year-old kid is thinking or wants.
Based on how you guys performed last year, what are you expecting? What are your goals for your team overall this season?
Well, the bar is always going to be high for us. I mean, our goal is to win the conference and go to the NCAA tournament. The thing that could be different for us this year is sometimes you don't know where that road is going to take you, but we know where it's going to have to go through, and that's through Bucknell and Lehigh. We know that day one. And but I still think it's a goal that is achievable to us. The thing that we don't have is that maybe a team like a Bucknell with a Mike Muscala or a CJ with at Lehigh's, our margin for error isn't as great as theirs. We right now don't have a great, dominant player. We don't have that. So we're going to have to be really good collectively. But I think it's a goal that we can achieve. We're just going to have to be really good at what we do. And my message to our guys has been, our work has to match our dream. You know, the dream of being of winning the championship is great. Now, does our work match that? Because if it doesn't, we need to change the dream. So, yep.
Good. Thanks, Coach.